Welcome to Coffee and Pearls, 15 Minutes of Wisdom for Catholic Moms. I'm Sterling Jaquith, and today is January 1st. And I love January 1st. It's a beautiful beginning, and I love that we have so many beginnings in our liturgical year, because I feel like Advent is a new beginning, and then I get this like bump on January 1st, and I love Lent. And then, you know, Easter, and there's so many beautiful beginnings in the church that it's not just this one. But anytime a new beginning comes along, I get, you know, introspective, and I look around and I'm thankful for all that God has given me. And sometimes I wallow a little bit in all of the challenges that have been stacked up against us. But I try to sit with peace and with the Lord, and to ask Him, you know, what is it that you want me to be doing? And so I imagine that many of you are asking questions like this today. And so I wanted to share two things with you. First, I want to talk about how we have got to stop breaking trust with ourselves. We have gotten really good at lying to ourselves. Women are especially good at this. And I think sometimes we do it without knowing, and sometimes we know full well what we're doing, but it's this toxic cycle that kind of swirls in our minds and no one else can see it. It's only happening within ourselves. And here's what it looks like. We wake up and we tell ourselves all about the things that we're going to do today. Or maybe you're telling yourself all the things you're going to do this year, or this quarter, or this month. Things like, I'm going to be a great mom. I won't lose my temper. I'm going to go for a run every single day. I won't spend too much time on my phone. I'm going to make home-cooked dinners for my family every day. I will not look at houses on Zillow anymore. I will stop spending more money than I absolutely have to at Target and Costco. And whether big or small, we tell ourselves these lies. We set ourselves up for failure, and we pin our hopes on things that we already know won't come true. We break trust with ourselves. And then we begin to dislike ourselves, because who likes somebody that they don't trust? Now, it is certainly a Christian trait that we can love those who don't deserve it, but in a funny way, the truth is we rarely bestow this gift on ourselves. We love people that we don't trust. We love people that are bitter towards us, but we don't do this to ourselves. So as we begin to resent ourselves and to feel bitter, because it's impossible not to, when you continually tell yourself you're going to do something and then you do not do it, it builds up inside of you. And worst of all, sometimes we even stop planning and we stop hoping. Whether because of the world or because of our own choices, we have failed so often to achieve our dreams, or even just our small daily aspirations, that it is tempting to feel that there is no purpose in planning anymore. I have certainly felt these things. My 30s have not been flirty, fabulous, and fun as much as I thought that they would be. I think I expected I would have more poise or more control somehow. And while I do have a great deal more wisdom, in some ways, that wisdom has taught me to desire simpler things. And it's not that I don't dream big. I think you guys know that I have some big dreams. But I'll be honest with you, my big dreams are not the most important ones. When I think about what I want to focus on, the big dreams are actually pretty far down the list. It's my small dreams and my quiet dreams that are the most important. And really, ultimately, all of my important dreams involve slipping quietly from this life into the next with great peace and leading my family to do the same. And so this year, as we begin the new year, I want to challenge you to do two things. First, I want to challenge you to stop breaking trust with yourself. It is better that you make no promises to yourself than that you make 20 grand ones and only keep three of them. You deserve honesty, and you deserve having someone in this world that you can rely on, and it must begin with you. Don't be tempted to set giant goals. Don't set goals that you've failed 10 times before. Instead, I want you to set some really silly, small goals. They're silly small, you guys. Goals that are so small that you absolutely know for certain that you're going to keep them. Here are some examples. I'm going to read 2 Bible verses every day. If you put a Bible somewhere in your kitchen or on your dresser, and every time you walked by it, you just read 1 or 2 verses, and you just did that 1 time per day, I guarantee you would keep this promise to yourself. I will read 2 Bible verses every day. Another silly small goal would be, you know, I'm going to do 20 jumping jacks, or I'm going to do 5 minutes of exercise, and I'm not even going to shower afterwards. That's a silly small goal that you can keep. I'm going to give my husband 1 kiss every day. I'm going to read 1 book to my children. And here's the thing. You may go, well, that's silly. I ought to be kissing my husband more than once a day. But it's not about that. It's about setting a goal and building trust with yourself. We have got to stop lying to ourselves, and we have got to stop setting ourselves up for failure so that we get to the end of the day or the week or the month and we feel bad about ourselves. We feel guilt, we feel shame, and we've completely done this to ourselves. It's all happening in our own mind. Nobody else is seeing it. But if you do this, if you set some silly small goals and you just begin to build a momentum of wins, when you begin to keep your own promises, you are going to feel a light grow inside of you. You will feel a calm strength growing that comes from knowing that when you say you're going to do something, you mean it. You know you're going to do it. And this is how we become women of integrity. And this is how we know deep down in our bones that we are worthy of dignity and respect because we have begun to treat ourselves with dignity and respect. I think sometimes about how flustered I get when I'm late. I hate being late because I feel like, oh, I told someone I was going to be there and want to honor that decision and this person. And I think of how I will move heaven and earth to get somewhere on time. Not everybody cares that much about this, but I do. And I think, I don't treat myself with half that much respect, right? I wake up and I'll say, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z today. Even though I know that probably isn't true. And then when it's not true, I've become my own friend that never shows up on time, who never keeps her promise. You can't count on her. Sterling's never there when she says she's going to be. And some of you may have friends like that. You know how yucky that feels. Like when you're like, yeah, they're never there though, or they're always kind of get it wrong or whatever it is. And yet we are more than happy or willing to treat ourselves that way. We have got to keep our word to ourselves. We must be honest about what we are capable of and what is good for us. And deep down, you know these truths. You don't need any tools to tell you what you're capable of and what is good for you. I want you to spend some quiet time today asking yourself, what do I really need? And the thing that you really need may feel big and out of reach right now. but I want you to create some silly small goals that will build momentum toward that goal. If you need to spend more time with the Lord, you promise yourself right now you're going to give Him 2 minutes every day. And do not feel bad that that is small, because you have spent many days giving Him no minutes. And then feeling bad because you told Him you were going to give Him an hour. Set some silly small goals and build momentum and build trust with yourself. We have got to come from that place first if we are going to go out into the world and tackle other things. So the second thing I want you to do, especially for those of you that might be going through any goal setting exercises, is I want you to dream some small dreams. These dreams are not shiny. They're not cool. They don't come with big price tags or beautiful homes. I want you to dream some small dreams that are about love. And here's the thing about love. Love is God, and God is heaven, and all three of these things are mixed together, and we have such a deep longing in our soul for love and for God and for heaven. It is what we were made for. And we call this longing by the wrong name all the time, right? We think having a different house will feel like heaven. We think having a different body will bring us love. We think that being organized enough will bring God to us. Those things aren't bad. But the small dream, the quiet dream, is about fixing your eyes on the beautiful end of this life, which is coming faster than we all want to acknowledge. And knowing that everything in between really isn't that important. We have to love God, and we have to love every person that He puts in our path. He wants our presence. And if you live a very simple and small life, but one that is filled with love and is on the path to heaven, then you will have far more joy and satisfaction than if you achieve a big, loud dream that everyone else can see. And I have some smashingly big dreams, and those are good, but they are not the most important. So those are the two things I want you to do. I want you to start building trust with yourself, and I want you to dream some small dreams. And really connect yourself with them. Really imagine what it would feel like to get to the end of your life and to pass into heaven and to have Jesus say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And He means it, and you get to spend an eternity, which your brain cannot even understand, living with the fullness of joy that you want so badly now. We're just never going to get it now. We can get pieces of heaven on earth, these moments, these peaceful pockets, but we are never going to have the love, the God, the heaven that we long for so much until we are there. And that is the purpose of our life. Stop breaking trust with yourself and start dreaming some small dreams. Today is the very last day to register for the Catholic Women Shine Goals course. The planner you can buy all the time, but the course where we're talking about all of this stuff and we're helping each other on Facebook and I'm answering people's questions and we're really just holding our hand through all of this, that is the thing that closes today on January 1st. On my website, the Coffee and Pearls blog post that goes with this has the link to the free worksheets, so you can get those. They're totally free. You can just get them, go through them. The course is really for people who want a sounding board or accountability or support from other women who are, you know, struggling to figure out how to balance our faith life with the swirling life that's in front of us. And so I want to leave you today with this quote. I put this in the planner because I think this quote is, it gives me a lot of hope, because sometimes I think, I don't know what God is asking of me, and then I'll never know. But then I read this and it gives me hope. This is from St. Ignatius of Loyola, and he says, God gives each one of us sufficient grace to know his holy will and to do it fully. That means we are completely capable of knowing and receiving the grace to do his holy will for us. We don't need to know it or understand it for anybody else, but he gives it for us. And I want to pray for each one of you that in this new year, which is still filled with hope and newness and possibilities, that you would grab on to some small things, some small dreams and some silly small goals, so that you can begin building trust with yourself and loving yourself as God loves you, and then from that place of strength going out into the world and loving all of the people that you encounter, because in the end, that is what we are called to do. God bless all of you, and thank you so much for listening to Coffee and Pearls.